I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, it's the big show. Yes, it's a big, bad show tonight. Oh.
Show served up hot and fresh here on the Fan. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer with you. Gary Ellerson as well. Leroy Butler is here. The only place you can find two former Packers to talk to after each and every Packers game. They're here to take your calls, your questions, your comments. You can tweet at them as well at Gary Ellerson and at Leap36. Top of the hour brought to you by Toro Snowblowers. For Grizzly winners, you need a Toro Power Max Snowblower. It's a beast on snow. Act now. Get up to $100 off on select Toro Power Max snowblowers. See your Toro retailer now. Win winter with a Toro. We had a tenth of an inch, they're saying, today in the Milwaukee area of snow. I know when I got here this morning, the cars had snow covering the windshields and the windows. So that was pretty surprising. Before Halloween, got snow already, but probably not all that surprising when you live in Wisconsin. I'm impressed with you by the Packers' win yesterday against the Texans. 414-799-1250. Tweet us at 1250 AM, The Fan. Let's go to Dick in Iowa. You're next on The Fan. What's going on?
Hey, what happened to this mantra from last year? One game at a time, we move on. One game at a time, we move on. You should be talking more about the fact how great it was. Seattle lost, and they're going to play Arizona again. We're probably going to have home field advantage. My God, why don't we just wake up and smell the roses and realize what's really happening out here?
Well, let me ask you this. I mean, you're a Packers fan, obviously, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, so when you see this team, is your thought not to think past the next week? Or when you're watching this team, are you thinking, man, they may make a run like last year?
I'm thinking that we win on Sundays, we go to the next game, see what happens.
So you don't think about the playoffs? You don't think about a possible Super Bowl?
I think about the playoffs all the time. That's why I'm saying. Seattle lost last night. We beat the Saints. They're getting hot. They're going to beat up on each other. We're probably going to have home field advantage as long as we stay consistent and win every Sunday and just go with that mantra.
Then what did you think about Antonio Brown signing with the Buccaneers?
I could care less.
Oh, you probably should care a lot more than that.
I don't think so. I mean, you need to worry about what you have, what you don't have. You can't worry about what you can't control.
Well, you've already lost once to that.
You need to win each Sunday.
But this is the one thing, though. You've already lost once to that team, similar to your loss to the Niners last year. Odds are you're going to have to deal with them again in the postseason. And now they added a guy they didn't need, but added as a luxury who can flat out play if right.
Well, we'll see what happens and by the time that comes around if he's still on the team.
Correct. Absolutely. Now, that's a fair point. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 414-799-1250.
That's a good call. That's a Leroy Butler caller right there.
That was some of the conversation we had at the ball game, baseball games I was at yesterday, was this whole Antonio Brown thing of, he's a head case. He's going to kill that team. I don't know, man.
Y'all playing baseball?
Playoffs were yesterday. Got to the championship game and lost.
It's too cold to be playing baseball. It's 32 degrees.
Fall ball.
It's definitely too cold to be watching baseball. I'll tell you
fall
that much.
Ball.
Fall ball, yeah. So they play in the fall. They play September through October. Yeah. So the playoffs were yesterday. Got out of the championship game and then.
Bless y'all heart.
Logan's team lost, but that's okay. Mike in Cudahy, you're next on the Wendy's Big Show here on The Fan. What's going on, Mike?
Hey, guys. I've been listening to your program here. I'm going to make a statement. And then I'm going to ask Leroy Butler, if he's still there, what he thinks about this. I thought it was a good win. Okay. If we were to play the San Francisco 49ers 10 times and we played Kansas City 10 times, before I'd like Leroy to answer it, I'm going to make one more statement to this. If and should we go into the playoffs, are we going to be contenders or pretenders? Are we going to say the same old thing that we saw last year? Okay. We knew what glaring weaknesses we had to fill, which was probably two or three, probably one on offense and two on defense. And there was a lot of stuff out there to get. We have a 2-3 window here with Rodgers. That's a sure thing. There is no sure thing with Love, okay? If we can't get one or two or three key pieces now, how are we going to rebuild in 5 years with Love? I mean, it doesn't make any sense to me at all. So, Leroy, make some sense out of this for me, will you?
Yeah, first of all, if they play Kansas City 10 times, Kansas City probably win at least six of those times, at least. I mean, at least six, maybe even seven. I mean, they're just on fire. San Francisco, I think that'll be a little bit more even. I really do. I think you really got to put Jimmy Garoppolo in a position to make him win it for you. You got to make him play great. And when he's in that position, I think he's proven sometimes he can play bad and that can even it out for you. But I would agree with you, and that's what I was saying earlier, I would agree with you about the way the team looks at it and how me and you look at it. Like, there's a few things that would be a slam dunk to me. I would do everything in my power to make my interior line better because that was a glaring need against San Francisco. If you're not going to invest in middle linebacker, you got to hope that Chris Brown, I think that Chris Barnes, they stumble up on something, but he got hurt. And I don't know how long that Kamal Martin is going to be around because he's just coming back from getting hurt. Just a bunch of hurt guys. Then again, I got to rely on the systems. You know, and I think that's what one thing that you can always rely upon. I think that's the reason why Graham Mertz was so good. The system makes you better if you're a good player. So with that being said, the Packers will be there. Now, if for some reason it happens the same way it happens again last year, if for some reason you can't stop the run, then the fans should be upset about it, and they should, you know, ask for more. They really should. I don't mind the fans holding the Packers accountable, but the Packers are going to say, but at this moment in time, if we freeze it, we're 5-1, and we think we can beat anybody. Sure, we lost to Tampa, but they lost to Chicago. So we have to think that, you know, we have to give Chicago more respect, which Gary has been doing. I mean, and we'll see how good they do tonight against the Rams. But if what if the Chicago beat the Rams, they're 6-1, then you're thinking, well, it's going to be that type of a year. So with that being said, they're going to do something. I will be shocked the end of this week and early next week, they wouldn't do something to upgrade their defense. I would be really shocked. I really would. I would be shocked. And I'm not saying, I'm hoping it is J.J. Watt, which I don't think it would be. That would be too much like right. But I think they will go out and get somebody. But it won't be somebody me and you recognize. That's going to be the fair part of it. No, we won't know who he is. Yeah, it won't be somebody
Leroy, I think they want to. I think Gutekunst is itching to make a move. I mean, I really do. But it just got to make Dobbs. It just got to make sense.
Okay.
And I don't know if they can get to it. I mean, because I thought that they wanted to do something last year and the year before. I mean, I just really do. But it's going to be about the money for them. They're always trying to get somebody on the cheap.
Let's move on to Craig and Brown Deer. You're next on with Gary Ellerson and Leroy
Butler.
Everybody
wants a deal.
Here on the Wendy's Big Show. What's up, Craig?
Hey, guys. I really hope you're right that he's itching to make a move. I just watched Watt play yesterday, and I said, if he was on the Packers, that just takes that whole defense up a notch. I mean, you're talking about instantly improving the pass rush. I think the defense would be completely changed so much better with J.J. Watt and the team. You know, I guess I'd be really happy if it was Watt. I'd be somewhat happy if it was someone else, but – holy cow, that guy would just be tremendous. And do we know when Lazard is coming back? Because this force-feeding Devontae Adams because no one else knows how to play wide receiver is really going to hurt us unless we can get someone as a second option at a wide receiver position.
Now, listen.
When is Lazard coming back?
Was it four weeks, Steve? I thought it was 4 weeks.
Yeah, there's four or six, something like that.
I do agree with you in that this force-feeding Devontae. And real talk for me, you can force-feed him against Houston. But the difference in the force-feeding this time is that Rodgers appeared to not just stare at him the whole time. It appeared that he did survey, even though he probably was going to go to Devontae anyway, it appeared that he surveyed the coverage before he actually threw it to him. But there were some plays where you've already heard Matt LaFleur talked about it, where he was going to go to him regardless because they checked off and they had that. That game, and I tweeted out in that game, God, this game has a little McCarthy feel to it. Because at some point, there were just some isolation routes where it was just guys running individual routes just to get open. There were no combinations. So right now, it feels like in this offense, you have, and I don't know if I want to call it Mike McCarthy's offense anymore.
I wouldn't be using his name at all here.
You have some things that Aaron Rodgers like to do, and then you have some things that Matt LaFleur liked to do. And that's what you're seeing. Well, at least that's what I saw in this last ball game. Because every time you saw a lot of individual routes in this particular game. If he faces a corner or a defense that has a lot of speed, you're right. They're going to need some other people to do it. Because if there are the teams that want to shut you down, for the life of me, Leroy, I cannot figure out why Houston never gave any help to Devontae. At some point, you guys say, okay, MVS, catch as many as you want. Malik Taylor, catch as many as you want. Jay Sternberger, catch as many as you want. Jamal Williams, lead the team in receivers. This guy over here, 17, he can't catch no more.
He didn't even give safety help. Jonathan Vilma was literally disgusted at one point.
Nothing.
When Devontae made the one play that we played earlier, the long 36-yarder that was a touchdown play, and he literally said, I give up. I think Vilma said, I give up when it happened. Because then it came back to the replay, and Vilma was like, I don't understand why you don't give safety help over the top in that situation.
Oh, go ahead.
No, I'm done. Go ahead.
No, here's why they couldn't on some plays. They didn't know where Devontae was going to be. He would come out into a bunch, so now you can't double him because he's in a bunch. Then he would come out, out wide by himself. So you could have said every time he's by himself, that guy gets help because they won't put Roby on him, but he went out, I think, on the third play. He's not a great corner, but he's the best they had. Once he went out, you had guys, backup type guys on him. Anytime he's by himself, you double him. If he's in the bunch, in other words, he's standing right next to 83 and got a little crowd over there, what we call a bunch, then it's kind of hard to double him. I mean, you could zone it off.
Leroy, I ain't worried about trying to double him. He just ain't getting deep, right? Even if he's in a bunch, 17 is over here. And my safety is going there. I mean, I'm not trying to stop him from catching the 5 yard out, the 10 yard out.
He can have that
5 yard cross and the 10 yard cross. The little hitch they run over there. I ain't trying to stop all that. But you can't get deep on me, bro. That's what I'm.
He
gonna
do it again against Minnesota. Minnesota do the same thing. They don't double like that. They just play your man. So he'll probably get another 17.
And you know what? I don't know about y'all, but MVS got to play better. Just does.
We've been saying that every week, man.
It's not changing. It's not going to change.
He is what he is.
Yep.
That's
where we're at right now. Young Express, the company we talk about is continuing to grow. Are you looking for a new career? Would you like to be a part of a Christian-based, family-run company? Company that's been in business over 29 years. That's older than MVS, right? How about going to work for Young Express, one of the fastest growing companies, 7 of the last 8 years, according to Inc. magazine. Young Express, the company we talk about so much, is growing. They're currently looking to add to their dispatch department. If we talk about what a great company this is to work for, go and apply online right now at youngexpress.com, youngexpress.com. Want to work in dispatch? You need to have good basic math skills, be able to multitask, good phone skills, able to navigate a computer. an overall friendly disposition for dealing with a variety of customers and drivers. Don't be a jerk. Experience is required. That takes everybody on the show out. At Yug Express, you get competitive hourly wages. Beautiful. Paid holidays. That's always nice. Personal days as well as vacation time. Good. My favorite part here. 401k with a company match. And, of course, a health plan. Apply for the position that fits your passion at youngexpress.com. That's JUNGExpress.com. Young Express. Success drives them.
It's a Robert Half Diamonds Green and Gold Monday. Robert Half Diamonds, where they always pay green for your gold. RobertHackDiamonds.com. We're talking Packers football on 1250 AM, The Fan.
Going hunting up north, but don't want to miss your favorite shows on The Fan? Well, answer is easy. Simply download the Radio.com app and take The Fan with you. For instance, you won't want to miss David Bakhtiari, Packers All-Pro left tackle, tomorrow at 4:35 here on the Wendy's Big Show on 1250 AM, The Fan. Definitely do not want to miss David Bakhtiari.
Are people going hunting up north, Steve? Or?
I know there were family members that were up north this weekend setting up their tree stands, putting peanut butter on trees and whatever
what
else they do.
Peanut butter on trees for?
To attract the deer, I guess. I don't know.
Is that legal? I
don't hunt. I have no idea. Couldn't tell you.
You might not want to
I
talk
thought
about
the peanut butter was for the bears. Trees.
Peanut butter maybe for bears. Maybe they're bear hunting. Yeah, I don't know what they're doing. I have no idea.
You need a tag for the bears, though, unless you get them in Chicago.
Never. That's good, Leroy. That's good. Yeah. That's good. Hey, Graham Mertz. He was pretty good himself.
And Mertz is out there as the day one starter. And he's going for the end zone again, and it's caught again by Jake Ferguson, his second touchdown of the first half. And what a start for Graham Mertz. He's still perfect on the evening.
All right, courtesy of the Big Ten Network, and he was a rolling from word one, from the first play, I should say. 20 of 21 for Graham Mertz in that game. 5 touchdowns, no interceptions for Graham Mertz. And simply amazing. The pass that was incomplete, I think it was Groshek, just dropped it.
Right.
So, he should have been 21 for 21. Groshek held on to the ball. There weren't really, and my memory is going, so if I'm wrong, just correct me, but I don't remember any eye-popping catches that saved his behind for being 20 of 21. Pretty much everything he threw was right where it was supposed to be, Gary.
Yeah, I mean, I think, I was at Brock's game Friday night.
Good for you.
Played Maquanago, and they beat Maquanago. But I could see the game on my phone. So had headphones on. So in between, I could do both, multitask. And he looked really good. I mean, he looks really good. I mean, there's only really a couple quarterbacks, and all have been different. But, a pure pro quarterback, there's only really been a couple for me. One was a guy I played with, Randy Wright, of course. And the other guy is Russell Wilson. Brooks Bollinger, I think, who wore number 5, was actually a pretty good quarterback there, too.
Brooks was
had
good.
Some talent, yeah. But he looked really good. Huh?
Stavi was okay.
Yeah, but Stavi okay. Wasn't like... Yeah, he was just okay. Yeah, I mean, he wasn't like these guys
here. Okay.
So, yeah, he looked really good, Steve. I mean, there's nothing really more I can say about it. I'm just not... I guess Badger fans have been clamoring for a quarterback, and now we have one. It appears that we have one. We don't know that yet. But does this get us a championship? I don't think this gets us any closer to Alabama or Ohio State because we just don't recruit well enough.
I think the recruiting has done nothing but go upward. Since Paul Chris has come in, and you could see it. I mean, this class coming up here, you're talking about a top 20 class in the country right now. I think they were at 16, I think, last time I checked, recruiting class for next year's class coming in of freshmen. And to me, at least now,
Ohio State number 1, 2, or 3.
If you get a quarterback into the Heisman conversation going into next year. It's not going to be this year, but if you get a if you get him into a Heisman conversation, because you figure Trevor Lawrence is going to be gone. What's Fields? Is he draft eligible this year, Plucker, or is he more year? Fields from Ohio State.
Yeah, Fields is draft eligible.
He is draft eligible. So he's gone. Lawrence is gone. So a lot of these guys that are in the Heisman race right now are going to be gone. You're not going to have to be competing against anybody coming back. I mean, I guess if Lawrence gets drafted by the Jets, maybe he'll decide to go back to college and not play for the Jets. But outside of that, you would assume that these guys all go pro, which means it's a wide open field at that point. And if Merch plays well here in the second half of the season, if he does indeed have to miss three games, if that's how this turns out because of COVID, you would have to assume his name will be thrown into that mix. Now, I will say this about that Badger game. That offensive line, the running game,
But it's Illinois and Lovie Smith.
They
always have a tough time against that.
I understand, but man, look, we coming into this thing didn't know if there was going to be that running back. And after watching that game, there doesn't appear to be that running back. And I realize that it is, you know, blasphemy to suggest a true freshman start or be a big part of this football game. But you've already got one, Nick Herbig, who is playing an outside linebacker, a true freshman. Just let this Burger kid play, man. The running back from New Jersey. Let's just see. Like, I'm okay if you want to do this one more week against Nebraska, who doesn't appear to be any better than they were last year. If you want to use this one more week, fine. But if they don't look much better running the football than they did this week, then I say give Burger a chance and let's just see what happens in that following game. That's where I'm at. And this goes back to last year when you had Jonathan Taylor. It could have taken the pressure off. It could have been, I think, just a lot different. Because if you look at Mertz and you look at Jack Cohen, Mertz is a better player. He's a better player. Maybe he wasn't the better player last year. I didn't see. Right. So I don't know what he looked like in practice. Maybe he wasn't making the throws that he made in that game. Maybe that's the best he'll play in Wisconsin and he'll go backwards from here. Who knows? But just on natural ability, the ability to throw the ball and so forth. And on the broadcast, it was making me nervous. They kept comparing him to Baker Mayfield, and that was making me very nervous. But Baker Mayfield, as a college quarterback, Leroy, was a very good player.
Yeah, he was. That volume, you know, to me it's a quarterback and it's a passer. The difference there when you can make all the throws. Excuse me. You can be a quarterback and you don't need to Plucker, make sure you listen to this. Matthew Stafford is a passer. He throws a sidearm cuz TJ Hockenson. Everybody can't do that. He can throw a ball at all angles. He's a passer. A quarterback just manages the game. Just don't mess it up. Mercy wants to be a passer, man. He ain't trying to be no quarterback. And I like the swagger of it. I'm just happy no turnovers. All the other stuff, you beat a bad team. So what? Because at the end of the day, can you beat Ohio State?
Similar to the Packers' thoughts on the Texans. That's exactly where Packer fans are on the Texans. Can you beat a really good team at some point? It's pretty much the same thing, Leroy.
It's totally different to me.
Why?
It's totally different. Because this is a redshirt freshman. He's never played. So I can't put that on him.
But just from the aspect of beating a bad team.
It don't matter. He didn't mess it up, but it didn't turn the ball over. So I got to give him all. I can't take nothing away from him. This bad team beat you last year with a seasoned quarterback.
Well, yeah,
true. So with him, I'm going to give him more space to be more excited. I'm not going to dare for that one because it is a bad team. But still, he was a passer. I'm going to put the ball only where my guys can get it.
Great touch.
So people are going to say, hey, man, listen, can you beat Michigan? Because Nebraska,
They can beat Michigan.
I mean, I'm trying to be like the sucker, Gary. Now you messed it up. Now you're going to make the man mad.
I mean, Michigan looks a little bit better this week.
Well, I don't know if they could beat Michigan with Vandenboom and Wolf.
Right.
That'll be tough.
For me, Steve, here's where I'm at.
They could probably beat Nebraska with one of those two, but I don't know if they can beat Michigan.
But to me, here's where I'm at with this. And we haven't asked the question yet, but to me, it's about Can this guy get us to a national championship game?
All right, here's the question.
Or get us to the playoffs.
Right.
Otherwise, why are we talking? Or what is this about?
I agree with you. Can Graham Mertz lead the Badgers to a college football playoff berth? 414-799-1250. Tweet us at 1250 AM The Fan. I said on Friday, I believe, that I think, and I said it last year too, that his junior year, they will be in the playoffs. That's what I've been saying, and I'm going to stick with that. So, two more seasons after this year, and they're in the playoff that second season. So, this year, no. Next year, no, because that incoming class will be freshmen. That following year, those kids are all going to be sophomores and be impact players, most of them probably, on this Badger football team to go along with a quarterback in his junior year. That then is when they make their playoff run.
Right, and so that's what has to happen, Steve, because right now they're not ready. And here's what I mean by that. Because right now we're no closer to a national championship or playoff than we were when we had Monte Ball, Melvin Gordon, James White, or when we had Ron Dane, or when we had who's the kid that just left us last year?
Taylor.
Because we just don't have enough pieces. Now we finally got a quarterback. But now we don't have a running back that's in the first round to go with him.
I think Burger could be that kid.
He could be. We'll see. Nor do we have a receiver that's going to go in the first round that can go with him.
Receivers are good enough.
If you want to beat Ohio State.
About going to the playoffs.
Thank you, Steve. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Leroy. If you want to beat Ohio State or Alabama or Clemson, you're going to need them guys. You're going to need all that to beat them or to get there, because that's what they got. And on top of that, you're just talking offensive weapons. Now you might be talking about, I need probably 3-4 guys in the first round on defense, because that's what they got. And that's what we haven't been able to do. Steve, you're right. You talk about the recruiting classes that are coming in. They're much better than what they were. We'll have to see how all these guys pan out. They could all be 5-stars. They'll be 5-star busts. The thing of it is, Ohio State, when they go recruit, say they got 30 guys they're recruiting, 28 of them 5-star.
Well, the one thing, too, is with this quarterback, and I don't know how it works, but I would assume with Mertz, if he plays well the rest of the year, that'll help recruiting a wide receiver or two that would want to come play with Mertz, knowing that he's going to be the quarterback.
I'd love to come play with him, yeah.
No question about it.
But we've said that all along. I mean, that's been a rallying cry. Like, if you're a running back, if you're the best running back in the nation, why don't you want to come to Wisconsin?
Most of the time, we never asked him to.
If you're the best offensive lineman in Wisconsin, or if you're the best offensive lineman in the nation, why wouldn't you want to come to Wisconsin? They just got the one guy, Rucci, which is going to be, I think, good for us. But still, I mean, we're still not – it's not just that automatic because we got this guy, these other guys are coming. It's still not happening in abundance like I would like for it to happen. So, to me – does this get us any closer to a national championship or a playoff, Mertz? No, it doesn't. I think we still remain what we are, and that is we're knocking on the door. Can we get lucky? Yeah, sure we could. Can we catch lightning in the bottle? Sure we can. But we're just like the Green Bay Packers. We're just like the Milwaukee Brewers. We're just like the Milwaukee Bucks. That's what the Badgers are.
I don't think it's comparable to the Packers, but I'll wait on that to the next segment. Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North invites you to their fantastic Mercedes-Benz dealership. Conveniently located off I-43 North at Silver Spring Drive, just blocks away from the Bayshore Town Center in Glendale. It's only 15 minutes away from anywhere in Milwaukee. Anywhere. Their knowledgeable team members are ready to provide you with all the best that Mercedes-Benz has to offer. Sales, service, finance, parts, accessories, you name it, they got you covered at Mercedes-Benz in Milwaukee North. If you're looking for only the best offers on new and used Mercedes-Benz luxury cars and SUVs in the Milwaukee area, stop by today, test drive one of their latest models. Plus, they offer a great selection of new and used popular models. Plus, they now have Sprinter and Metris vans as well. If you want to business and you have a fleet of vehicles, go first class. Upgrade to the Mercedes-Benz Sprinter or Metris van. Check them out at MercedesOfMilwaukeeNorth.com. MercedesOfMilwaukeeNorth.com, and then stop by the dealership. When you get there, tell them Sparky and the Big Show sent you. We'll take great care of you and help you find the Mercedes-Benz that's a great fit for you. It's the only Greater Milwaukee Metro best of the best Mercedes-Benz dealer in the city. We'll be right back.
chance in time. He's going deep. And it's caught at the 10 and into the end zone. Danny Davis. One play, 53 yards, and Wisconsin opens it up before intermission.
That was awesome. That's all I got to say about that. Graham Mertz, highlight courtesy there of the Big Ten Network. Mertz on the day. Again, only one incompletion, 20 of 21, 248, five touchdowns. Asking you, can Graham Mertz lead the Badgers to a college football playoff berth? It is a Robert Hack Diamonds Green and Gold Monday, we do realize, but too big of a story here with Graham Mertz to not address. This part of the big show brought to you by Axogen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. The number one flu or other virus symptom is fever. So use a thermometer proven accurate by more than 80 clinical studies. Can't always predict the flu season, but we can always prepare for it with the Axogen Temporal Scanner. Visit Axogen.com. Let's go to...
I disagree with that. I disagree. If the Packers had lost the Mertz, this wouldn't even come up.
Wait. What did you say?
If the Packers had lost,
yeah,
the Mertz story wouldn't even hit the airwaves.
Well, I want to.
Oh yeah, we've been taking all kind of phone calls on that.
Oh yeah, they weren't on.
Well, I don't know. I had tweeted out to Gary on Saturday morning, Child, like, please. We need to talk about this on Monday. Like, I don't care what happens, I want to talk about this on Monday. And then the whole COVID-19 thing happened then yesterday, and kind of brought everybody down.
But, yeah.
Ram, Northside, you're next on the Wendy's Big Show with Gary Ellerson and Leroy Butler.
What's going on, Sparky?
What's up?
Hey, is Gary on the line?
Yeah, sure. I'm here. What's up, Ram?
Yeah. Hey, don't act like you don't be seeing my tweets out there. Both of you and Leroy. Y'all be doing
the block
in the hood bad now.
Don't I'm going to block
like
you.
Don't see my tweets out. Sparky see you.
I do. Yep.
Sparky ain't got but three people following him, child.
And I'm fine with those three. Leave me alone.
Hey, Sparky got a lot of people. He got a blue dot. He got way more than me.
That,
mean he got
that blue dot, miles. That's not blue, that's fuchsia.
Man, you a Florida hater, Leroy. Man. Oh, my God.
Man, what you want? What you calling us
for? Hey, man.
What
you want? All I want to know, like, you know.
No, like.
Mertz is, he the real deal.
Yeah, he look
now,
real good.
The question is this. You got a piece. So, until he graduates, you got to add more to it.
Yeah.
But I like what Sparky, I think all three of you said. When you get a stud, people want to play with a stud because they're trying to make that
That's
step
true.
To the league.
That's
they
true.
Want to play.
That's
they
true.
Want to be a part of that chorus line. And I'm going to tell you, the way he played, I don't care who, like y'all always say, you got to play the people in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
Just
mm-hmm.
give the man his credit. I don't believe that place that they do the testing is garbage. I don't know who it is.
We hope so.
I'm just saying. I'm not
we
trying
hope
to put
it's
the X-Files out here, but I'm
right.
just saying. I'm just saying because there's a lot of cone followers up there. And
oh no, people, nobody's doing that. It's not no.
I don't
a lot
know.
Of
I'm
what?
Just saying. I'm just saying. I don't think he got
Jack Cone.
It,
it's not an inside. It's not an inside job, bro.
Well, I'm saying you got your ear on the ground.
Yeah,
so
yeah I got it on the ground.
On
yeah, I got it.
I told y'all this guy was a conspiracy theorist.
Here we go.
Right. Now, I was on Twitter, Sparky, and the people in Kansas were going crazy. And they had a nickname for him. They called him the Kansas Cannon. Somebody posted something up, and I was like, wow. And then I got to thinking about, you know, what he did when he was there playing. But all I say is now, if the stuff that y'all mentioned that's not there, well, recruit and get them. Reach out to them. Because everybody watch ESPN Sports, and if you're a college, pro, high school athlete, everybody look at highlights. He's all over the highlights. He's all over the highlights. So
yeah, they kicked the Big Ten thing off on Friday. They kicked it off.
But I got a question to ask you, Leroy.
What you want,
Do
man?
Florida State take the recycled Badger quarterback?
Yes.
They do?
So we'll take Jack Cone.
Oh, okay. I'm just saying.
Anything
I mean,
thing we got down there, Ram. We ain't got nothing down there. Yeah,
they definitely take Paul Chryst.
Let Paul Chryst get close to a game. Now, can they make it to a championship game? Well, you know, a lot of stuff got to fall in place, but hopefully they can get more, maybe three or four star players, maybe a five. But to be competitive, I think Paul Chryst could get them there and what they got there, you know. But I say it does help getting a top player and you getting a performance like that. Now we got to get some consistency. Let's try to see if we can get, you know,
well,
you know
well, we do have consistency.
Yeah, we do. Well, winning those big games. And I think
Yeah, we do have consistency. We're consistently winning the Big Ten West, and we're consistently losing to Ohio State when we get to the Big Ten Championship game. We got some consistency.
But do you think they'll be able, like, say by his senior, do you think they'll be able to get a couple 5 stars? Okay,
you know, that's been always the rallying cry of everybody who's ever followed the Wisconsin Badgers. You go get this guy and this guy, follow this guy and this guy. Listen, they have had the best running backs in the nation over the last 8-9 years. And who's following them guys? Are they still getting the best offensive linemen? Are they still getting the best receivers to go play action pass? Are they still getting the best quarterback? And they're not.
Right.
They're not. That's not happening at Wisconsin. You hope that it would.
Start on the merch, though. Yeah.
Yeah. You hope that it would. I mean, listen, right now, if you're looking at Graham Mertz and say, what would his impact be on the program? Will it be greater than Ronsdale's impact when he run the Heisman? Will it be greater than James White? Will it be – well, let's put all three of them guys together. James White, Melvin Gordon, Monte – nobody else had running backs like that when they were doing –
Clay.
Yeah, maybe Georgia did, because Georgia had who, Steve? They had Gurley.
Swift
and somebody else.
Right.
All at the same time. Mm-hmm. But we've had a lot of talent, you know, first-round talent. Lyman, first-round talent.
All right, Ram, thanks for
just
the call.
Just going to be able to stack it up. Thanks, Ram. Appreciate
Let's go
it.
To –
And that's been our problem. Steve don't want to hear that because he enamored with his whole merch thing. He don't want to hear that.
No, I'm not going to let you bring me down. Trell on the north side. You're next on the Wendy's Big Show. What's up, Trell?
Hey, what's going on, man?
What's up, T? How you feeling, man?
I feel all right, man. You know, y'all talking about the real stuff right now. So, you know, this is
well, come on with it then. Put some jelly on it.
Yeah, because the Packers ain't beat nobody. Yeah, get the Graham Mertz.
Yeah, I already told you, Leroy. Now, I'm not buying it to your spin cycle. I ain't buying it to your spin cycle today.
Yeah, they ain't beat nobody, Terrell. They just played the people they supposed to play. So, let's get the Graham Mertz who beat a bad team. Let me hear from you.
We'll see how they look against San Francisco Thursday.
See, I told you. You don't care about no Minnesota either. We'll talk to you in 3 weeks. Give me Graham Mertz.
Hey, Graham Mertz is good, man, for real. The question, I'm going to go back to the question. They're going to get to a playoff with him. They're going to get to a playoff. I don't know if they're going to win it, but they're going to be one of the top 14s in the nation. One of these next couple years, because I don't think he's going to stay here 3 years. He's gone like 2 years playing.
Where you going?
Everything he advertised to be. I watched him before I watched film on him. John Gruden, Urban Meyer, whoever you want to find out here, the offensive minds of the game, they don't have – you hear what Urban Meyer said on the video with what's that guy y'all be having on from the Big Ten Network all the time?
Jerry DiNardo.
Yeah, DiNardo, okay. He said that he picked Wisconsin over Ohio State, that they wanted him. Alabama wanted him. How many recruits Wisconsin don't had
that, everybody that wanted
picked them over them, besides the O-line?
Not very many. Not very many.
Exactly. I mean, his talent is unquestionable. I mean, you see him, how he throws the ball. That flick to Dane Davis at the end of the the first half?
Yeah.
That was unbelievable. Unbelievable throw. And then, if y'all watch when that fumble happened in the game, there was a guy trying to come up, run up, and he was going to try to cream Mertz. Man, Mertz showed some moxie, knocked the dude helmet off. He waited, timed it real good, and smacked him. So he's not no pushover either. I really love the kid, man. It was nice to see him live up to the hype, the expectation, and we'll see where it leads us to. I just hope this COVID thing doesn't derail.
Yeah.
One of those Wisconsin things where something good happening and the shoe drops, you know.
Right.
I just hope that's not be the case. But he will be back by the Michigan game, though. So if we can beat Purdue and if we can beat Nebraska, then we should be in good hands still. So we'll see what happens.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. And that really is what it comes down to at the end of the day is – how can you survive without him? Because nobody knows what these other two guys are going to look like or who will even get the start between the two of them going into this next football game. And, yeah, I'm a little bit nervous about it. I wouldn't be as nervous if they had a stud running back, but considering they don't, that we know of, because they haven't played Berger, the freshman from New Jersey,
right,
yet.
He could be the answer.
Could be the answer, but again, will they allow him to go out there and play? I've no idea. Football's in full mode, and the Q Club of Wisconsin welcomes both old and new customers for safe dining. I'm watching the games with their huge entertainment game room and awesome food selection and drink specials. You'll find out all of your favorites on their menu, from loaded burgers, wraps, wings, delicious, plus their Wednesday and Friday legendary fish fries piled up with all of the extras. Start the weekend early with their breakfast specials on Saturday and Sunday morning starting at 9 a.m. Those things are delicious, too. Visit their Facebook page or QClubOfWI.com. QClubOfWI.com for menu and updates. Q Club of Wisconsin, North Grandview Boulevard in Waukesha.
It's a Robert Hack Diamonds Green and Gold Monday. Robert Hack Diamonds, where they always pay green for your gold. RobertHackDiamonds.com. We're talking Packers football on 1250 AM, The Fan.
Money's Big Show, served up hot and fresh here on The Fan. One more quick segment here on Graham Mertz. And again, as we await his second test, Graham Mertz had a positive COVID test, according to reports. Paul, Chris Badger's head coach, refused to talk about it earlier today, said he's not commenting on anybody with COVID or any other reports about COVID within his football program. So that was the end of that. People are asking on Twitter, do we have any information on the COVID rumors? No. All we've got right now is that apparently he tested positive once. Now, if he tests negative the next two times, that would be a false positive. He's good. If he tests positive again, my understanding is he misses 21 days. Now, when is the 21?
I know who knows.
When does the 21 days start? Does it start with that failed test? Does it start a day or two before that? That's what I'm not really sure on, because that's a big deal. Because if it starts prior to Saturday, then, and I can't imagine it would because he played a football game, then he would be able to play the Michigan game in 3 weeks. If it starts on Saturday or Sunday, then he's going to miss the Michigan game in 3 weeks. And I think that is the biggest issue. Leroy, who do you think knows?
Well, I know for a fact I know who knows.
You know who knows?
Oh, fantastic.
Well, 100%. Share with the audience. Who knows? Let's get him on.
It's two people that know.
Two people. All right.
Yeah, his parents.
Parents
1,000% they know.
They know. Okay.
And the other person that knows.
Well, he should know, right? Graham himself?
Well, I'm going to leave him out of it because he's a kid.
Okay.
He's not even an
adult. But his parents know. Okay.
1,000%.
Okay.
And the contact tracer knows. 1,000%. And see, they've already asked him, where you been, what you did, and then they know.
Yeah. I won a game. One incompletion. Five touchdowns. And I went out and partied like every other college kid did after that game. And now I've got it, and now I'm the bad guy. I mean, that's how this is. I mean, again, that's my guess. I don't know anything, but that would be my guess. He had every reason to go do whatever he wanted to do after throwing five touchdown passes.
Listen, put that to the side. I don't care how many games. I care about his health as a person.
Sure, agree.
Missing games, I don't care about that. But, and I'm sure they'll get him the help he needs, because he's in great care in Wisconsin. Not like the people who are the 225,000 people who passed away from it. They probably couldn't get the help he's going to get. Put that to the side. The contract tracer, they're going to know, okay? Because you can't lie to them. Where you at, what you did, okay? While you're waiting on to get a test back and all that kind of stuff. But did they test the kids before they played? If they did, and he was negative, they played.
They did.
Fine.
They did test them before they played. They said all the tests were negative on the football team prior to that game.
Okay, that's what they said. I don't know if it's true or not.
Did they test them again then, Steve?
I'm assuming.
They must be due after the game.
I would assume they tested them again today would be my guess. That's my guess. But they have not said, because Chris.
When did he get a negative? That was
That's what I'm saying.
Well, they tested Saturday was the last time I believe they tested.
So was that before or after the game?
After, because the game was Friday.
Okay.
The game was Friday. Before that game, everybody had tested negative. Everybody was good. And then Saturday, according to the reports, is when he tested positive.
See, this is what I'm saying. He probably could have tested before on Friday before the game, negative, but really it was positive.
Or he just said false positive on Saturday.
Exactly, or vice versa with the rapid test.
Right.
And then now they got to do the one they go in the nose and wait a couple of days.
Right.
But my thing was, it should never have leaked out.
Agreed.
Until we know that.
Yep.
That's why I was even uncomfortable even talking about it. And I really got upset when I started saying, this is, come on, we can, after Ezekiel Elliott, I thought people would say that we need to just wait a couple of days. Nope, it was out there.
Everybody wants to be the first to get it.
I didn't know about it until Plucker and you started texting in the group text about
it. Oh, no, it was.
Because I was out, like I said, out of the baseball field. So nobody out there was talking about it or knew about it. So that was the first time I heard about it was when you guys started texting. Bob tweets at 1250 AM The Fan, the Badgers have been a quarterback away from probably two college football playoff appearances. So the answer is yes, that he'll get them to a college football playoff. But Sparky is right. They need to figure out that running game. The defense will be legit every year as long as Jim Leonard is there. And I tend to agree. Jim Leonard is really, really good.
They're going to always stack the they want to put it on a freshman quarterback. So they're going to put eight men in a box. So now that he's, you know, looking good passing, they'll back up now.
Sure.
Run again, it'll work.
That should. You're right.
That's how it works.
Hopefully. Yeah. Big Kev, Northside, you're next on the Wendy's Big Show.
What's going on, Sparky, Gary, Leroy? This is Kevin Jonathan. What's going on?
What's up?
What's up, KJ?
What's up, my brother?
What's going on, man? Hey, check this out, Sparky. Now, and I know this because my family's dealt with death. You know, I've had a few family members lost to COVID.
If Graham Merckx
had COVID, if it's really a positive, he had to have it Friday when he played because it don't work like that. It just don't.
I agree.
System because you go party, after the game on Friday. So if it's not a false positive, which it could be, if it's a legit positive, he had it when he played on Friday evening.
They went. There was a report out today saying that the Illini players all got tested and all came back negative. That was out today. From the University of Illinois, none of them came back positive.
Because that's all fine, because it's just been a little bit over a couple of days. Don't be surprised if some of those Illinois guys come back and test positive, you know, later in the week.
Right.
Exactly.
Yep. No, I agree with you.
They should quarantine both teams.
Yeah, good call, Big Kev. Appreciate it. Thanks for the call. Yeah, I mean, he's right. If he tested positive on Saturday, more than likely he had it on Friday. It probably doesn't happen like that. From a testing standpoint, at least, I don't think.
But I still gotta go to Nick Saban, man. Nick Saban told the virus, "I ain't got it." He's still coach.
What he told the virus?
Well, he had two negatives after
that.
Leave
me alone. I'm coaching. Let him coach. Go out there and coach. I don't know what to think with that one. I mean, he was positive. He wasn't negative. It was false positive. Yep. I mean, hey, listen, you're gonna have outliers like that, but it just seemed like to me that. Let's just wait and find out. See, they're going to always do those rapid tests because they want to get right away so they can have a team travel, stay places and all that. But then, you know, wait a minute, something ain't right. You know, something's not right. Let's test these guys again. And then it leaks out that he tested positive, which is a HIPAA violation written all over it. But I'm thinking, let's just wait and see. Maybe another day, and then let's let the school or Graham Merckx let him tell people that because people are gonna see he's not there when they gotta travel next week if they play next week. They're gonna ask,
right?
And then you can say to like Odell Beckham, they say he went home. People thought he had COVID, but he didn't. He was just wasn't feeling well.
And now he's done.
But he hurt his knee.
ACL.
But he went out because he went home when he was sick. And that happened to a few players, by the way. A few players just were sick, you know, just ain't feeling. Like my mom used to call it, Gary, they're all overs. You just feel bad. And you think, we're going to send you home. You don't have COVID, but we're going to send you home because you want to get other guys to germs or whatever. I mean, that was my daughter, Sierra. I never thought about this, but she said germs, bacteria, and virus, all that stuff is different. I thought it was kind of all the same, but just bad for you. But she said affects you differently. But at this day and age, when you're playing football, you know, because I'm going to tell you, so I'll be very honest with you, Minnesota, they're probably saying, look at the cases in Wisconsin. Do we really need to make this trip? The Packers are like, yes, none of our players have been exposed. None of our players is outside of protocol. No one's in our, we have no fans in our stadium. You guys are safe. So they coordinate. I don't know if the NCAA is doing that. I don't know. But if he, I want to get back to his performance for a minute. When you're talking about the national stage was for Friday for the Big Ten, that's a huge platform to have that game. You know what I'm saying? Now, if he had this game on Saturday and we had to kind of sift through it through Alabama and Clemson and all those, everybody that played on Saturday, it may have gotten lost. But what made it such a big deal is a redshirt freshman doing that at home against a team that beat you last year, and it was prolific. You know, just 20 of 21 and 5 touchdowns. I just think that put Wisconsin on a huge stage. Then you live that up with the whole thing. If you watch the game, the Packer game, they talked about J.J. Watt half the game. Oh, he grew up liking this guy. He liked the Packers. It was just a good weekend for the Badgers. It would be a great weekend if you wake up tomorrow morning, you say J.J. Watt just got off a private plane that Gary sent for him, and he just signed with the Packers.
That's good. We're back into your dream world again. Leroy Butler, Gary Ellerson, Steve Sparky, Fight for Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh from live from the Gene Whitener Plumbing Studios on a Robert Heck Diamond Green and Gold Monday. We'll get back to the Pack. Do you feel any better about the Packers now?
They don't want to buy one. After get back to no Packers. They don't care nothing about them beating no bad.
After they beat the Texans, do you feel any better now than you did, say, after they got their butts kicked by Tampa Bay? We'll discuss that next here on the Wendy's Big Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.